Well, good morning. Well, this morning we're going to be still in Genesis. Do you guys remember what happened last week? No? I don't either. I don't remember anything. Gray hair takes care of memory. All right. Today we are in Genesis 47, 7 through 13, and 27 through 28. Again, let's see what happened last week. We'll go through a review here. Who met with Jacob on the way to Egypt? It was a big guy. A big guy. Real big guy. It was God. He confronted Jacob with his presence and his promises. Who did Jacob meet when he arrived in Egypt? Not as big a guy. I know. He met his son Joseph. For many years, he thought that his son was dead, but now he saw and embraced Joseph. So he thought that Joseph was dead for lots and lots of years. And when you don't see somebody for a long time, you're kind of happy to see them, usually. All right, let's go through the questions for this week. Did Pharaoh bless Jacob, or did Jacob bless Pharaoh? What did Pharaoh command Joseph to do for his family? And did Jacob and his family have enough food to eat? All right, let's go to Genesis 47, 7 through 13. Then Joseph brought in his father, Jacob, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How old are you?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. So Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh, and Joseph situated his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Then Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all of his father's household with bread according to the number of their families. Now there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. Verse 27 and 28, so Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions there and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. Could you imagine being that old? 147 years old. Your dad's almost that old, but not quite. Yep. All right. Did Pharaoh bless Jacob, or did Jacob bless Pharaoh? All right. Jacob blessed Pharaoh. This was a fulfillment of God's promise that through Abraham's family, blessings would reach the nations. What did Pharaoh command Joseph to do for his family? Give them some land. To give them each land in Goshen. This land had few people living in it and was a safe place for God's people to live, preserving them from the sins of Egypt. So God set them aside from the Egyptians so they wouldn't be able to sin against them or sin with the Egyptians. Did Jacob and his family have enough food to eat? Yeah, they did. Though all Egypt was hungry, God provided for Jacob's family through Joseph, so that they were fruitful and multiplied according to his promise. So God t- took care of his people. Even though the Egyptians were going hungry, the Israelites weren't. God gave them plenty. All right. So Jacob had come to Egypt in great need. Without the help of Pharaoh, his family would have starved to death. Now was his chance to persuade the king to look on him favorably. But when Jacob was brought before Pharaoh, he didn't list hundreds of reasons why the king should show him kindness. Jacob didn't beg. Instead, he blessed. This wrinkly old needy shepherd declared a blessing on the richest and mightiest man in the world. Jacob knew the true blessing was not found in idols of gold or powerful armies. He knew he had something that Pharaoh did not. He had God, his covenant promise, and he wanted to share the blessing with the king. He desired to see God's blessing come to the nations through his family, just as God promised. So it happened that Jacob blessed Pharaoh, but God also blessed Jacob through Pharaoh. While people everywhere were starving, Pharaoh supplied Jacob with lots of food. While people were selling their lands for grain, Pharaoh gave Jacob a fruitful land to shepherd his flocks. According to his promise, God caused Jacob's family to be fruitful and multiply. He would make Jacob into a great nation through this famine, and all because of Joseph. Again, what a picture Joseph is of Jesus Christ. Just as God's blessing came to Jacob only through Joseph, so too God's blessing came to us only through Jesus Christ. He is the one mediator between God and man. Apart from him, we are in a condition far worse than the Egyptian famine. But through faith in him, we become the partakers of spiritual blessings far greater than all the riches of Egypt. Isn't that wild that we can be even richer than the Pharaoh, the richest man in the known world at that time? That was cool. What did Jacob have that Pharaoh did not? Exactly. He had God, and his God by way of a gracious covenant. While Pharaoh had more food and gold than Jacob, Jacob was the one who had true blessings, and that is why he blessed Pharaoh. All right. So we'll read God's word in to Jacob in Genesis 46. So he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there." So God's promise to Israel was so big, so massive that I doubt he could even understand it, but he did what God said anyway, and God blessed him. He blessed everybody that blessed him. So what is God? God is great. How is Joseph a picture of Jesus in this story? It was through Joseph that all these blessings were coming. It was through Joseph that all these blessings were coming to God's covenant people and to Egypt. So too, it is through Jesus alone that salvation and blessings are known in the church and the world. So through Jesus Christ is the only way to God. It's the only way we could spend eternity with Jesus through Jesus. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this wonderful message, Father. We thank you that you are the way, the only way, Father. And we thank you that you even took your time to come to us, Father, and take us home with you, Father, that you gave us all the instructions that we need to survive in your kingdom. Father, we love you, praise you, and thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.